Hello again, it's me. It's still June 3rd, just a few minutes after I left my last audio boo. I'm still here on my walk, and I forgot something. I've been rather delinquent in my audio boo listening of late. Just been too busy with work and a few other projects. Just haven't had the time to sit down and dedicate to audio boo. I used to try to listen to the audio boos when I was doing other things, but more often than not, I find that I just wasn't concentrating enough on what people were talking about, and I felt almost as if I wasn't listening. So I'd rather just set aside some time quietly with a cup of tea and just listen to them, which is what I'm going to do probably later on this afternoon at some point. But for now, I would like to comment on another post by Mac on the ability of the human brain to recall what you were doing or what you saw when you were leaving audio boos. And it's kind of funny that you bring this up, because way before I discovered audio boo, I have been leaving audio journals to myself of varying lengths, anywhere between 2 minutes and, I think my longest one ever was the 35 minutes of my going on and on and on about life. And it's basically like a written journal, except I just recorded it. And when I do listen back to them, almost every single one, I remember exactly where I was, exactly what I saw. The only thing I don't remember necessarily, which is kind of weird now that I think back of it, is what the weather was like, or like if I mention the weather, because in many of my audio journals, I usually start with mentioning the weather and the day, you know, the date. So that obviously, if I'm leaving myself an audio journal in February, there's going to be snow on the ground. Well, here. but that's true. It's like in those audio journals where I don't mention the weather nor the date, there's a few of them, I have a hard time remembering whether it was winter or summer or spring, whether it was cold or rainy or snowy. It's really strange. It's like when I don't give in the indications, it's one of the things that I don't remember. Anyway, but other than that, I can remember, I would say, a certain phrase. And I knew exactly I was turning right at a certain, you know, stop sign or traffic light, or I was passing in front of something. I don't know why. It's just an amazing ability, I guess, the mind has of doing that. It's just great. The other topic I wanted to touch upon really quick was invoicing. I run my own home-based, you know, computer consulting business, and in my case, it's rather complicated because I have a multi-tiered invoicing system depending on who I'm helping and who my clients are. To date, I've split up my rate into four categories, depending on who I'm helping. If it's an individual, if it's a senior, if it's a small home office, if it's a small home office but attached to a larger corporate office, or if it's a corporate office, and anything in between of that. I give discounts to friends. I have given discounts to nonprofit organizations. And sometimes it can be very creative with the invoicing and how I approach it. And thankfully, you know, my clients, I always send them the invoice before and let them know, you know, let me know if there's anything, you know, that doesn't look right, that you want to dispute. Friendly, of course. And I've only had one time where a client actually came back and wasn't happy with something, but otherwise, it usually works out well. And I just use, believe it or not, I just use Word.